Evening, this is NFI-MAOW, control for the Black River Valley Service. Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. at a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this coming Tuesday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an eye controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should that controller not start the net at 9 p.m., it was not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.toolvilleprc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? No.
Good evening, KD2ERR. Name here is Dave. I see one other in the queue.
Okay, very good, Dave. KD2ERR. And we'll stand by for that other station to come in.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Dave, yes, you are correct. I am the final one in the queue here. So back to you, Bob, KD2FBM.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Always good to hear you. We'll get back to you in a little bit. And we'll start with KD2ERR. Dave, how are things your way?
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Started off with a nice foggy morning on my way to work this morning early. Worked now 3/4 of a day and spent the entire time inside, and the sun was shining. And once I got out, it started to rain, and spent the afternoon with the Relay for Life down here in the rain for most of the time. So I'm kind of drying out at the moment. I'll say 7-3 and pass it back to net control.
All right, very good, Dave. Yeah, we had similar here. I believe it lasted a little bit longer with the no rain until late afternoon. Yeah, it was a kind of a cool day. Started out sunny in the morning. Okay, well, you have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. And we'll pass it along to Kevin, KD2FBM.
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, Dave, and everyone on board. KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. Got some rain coming down outside, 49 degrees. About 2/10 of an inch of rain so far for today, and it looks like it's going to climb maybe a little bit more. Now, I'm hearing rumors that things are going to get a little chilly here on the overnight, and the wind's going to pick up a little bit. And tomorrow it's supposed to be windy and raw and maybe even a little bit of rain in there, too. And I'm hearing some spots might even see some freezing temperatures in low-lying areas and maybe even some snow or grapple mixed in with the rain. So that will be interesting. All right, I won't hold the repeater down. I will say 7-3, KD2 FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, I heard the same thing. I was looking at the forecast here for our area. I guess they're entertaining the idea of snow along with the rain. Possible showers overnight and into the morning or early morning hours. Got a little tongue twisted there. Okay, well, tell you what, it just will not let go, but I'm hoping maybe, just maybe, after this next week, we've got a little bit of temperature drop. There's the possibility that it might climb into a steady upstream of warm weather. That certainly would be welcomed by all. Kevin, have a good evening. You take care and have a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And to BFM, good evening, Bob.
Sir. KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U. This is KC2QQR.
Okay, well, we've got four more. We got KC2QQR, Chuck. WA2U, John. KD2AIT, Jeff. And 2PFM, George. George, we'll start with you. What's going on up in your area?
Well, good evening, Bob and Jeff and everybody else, John James, everybody else on the net. Temperature here, 45 degrees. Temperature range today, 45 to 67. And we had cloudiness and some sun in the morning, and we had some heavy rain this afternoon, even into early evening. But the big story of the day is I tried that upgrade to Windows 10, and in my opinion, this is my opinion of it now, it is the worst garbage that's ever been perpetrated on anyone. How in the heck, just this is just for openers. How can you possibly have a thing where so you put an audio disc in, and it tells you in there, what do you want the thing to do? Whatever you tell it to do, that's all it can do anyway for any audio disc. Oh, my word. And there's Edge. All it could, sites you put in to go to, even www.ebay.com, even if this is a simple example, you get some clouds with a, we just can't seem to be able to catch this thing. And all, well, this went on and on, and my other two things, both Opera and Firefox, were working fine with the internet. Besides which, this thing was about, instead of 28% faster, like they say, it's more like 25% slower. So after about 9 hours of that, and getting a bout of violently high blood pressure, I finally decided that I saw there was an option to go back to Windows 7. I took it. All I can say is forever and ever, XP and Windows 7, Windows 7, and Windows 7. And with that, I'll say God bless, and 73. It's just impossible, too, for me to get anyone to sit down with me for a while to show me a few things. Maybe there's some stupid little trick or something everyone knows that I don't know or something, but it would take 2 years till I could get anyone to have enough time to sit down with me and try to show me. Even for money, I can't get anyone to do that for me, so what can I say? And 2PFM clear.
George, I know your pain. I was going to do that with mine, and Sherry did it with hers. She's got that on hers and had a series of problems, too. And, well, the one problem she had was with the email, and Pete come up with a solution on that, or at least a suggestion that worked for her, and everything is doing fairly decent. But Yeah, I got to the point I said, no, stick with what I've got when it quits. Maybe by that time they'll have something better than 10. So, excuse me for laughing, but I'll tell you what, it is funny. I've heard numerous people say basically the same type of thing. All right, well, you have a great evening. Hey, good day tomorrow, and we'll see what Jeff's got for us. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT, doing all right. Pretty soon you're going to have to upgrade to Windows 10 or you'll have to pay for it. So I think that happens, I can't remember what date they said it was July something. They said 26 or 29, I can't remember. But anyway, I'll be upgrading when I'm forced to. I have on my laptop, and it's not that bad for me. I never used Internet Explorer or Edge or any of those browsers, so it wouldn't matter to me if they worked or not, because I just don't use them. So, anyway, up here at camp, and I woke up at 4:30 this morning, couldn't fall back to sleep. So, about 7 o'clock, I finally gave up, and I had breakfast, got up, went fishing, caught a few trout. By the time I got back, I had, well, brunch, I guess you would call it, and fried up the trout, and that was really good. And finally we were able to torch off that brush pile I've had waiting here for a long time, almost a year. And I've been waiting to be up here at a moment when I could do it, when they're about over 30 feet up in the air. Got it done though, and hopefully that's the last burn pile I got to burn here for a couple of years. And what else we do here? Did some riding on the four-wheeler, and just did a bunch of little things here around camp, a lot of little projects and a lot of goofing off, and then I head right to bed after I check out here. I am beat, I tell you. I don't know, I'm just, whenever I get up here I seem to burn the candle at both ends. So anyways, good to hear everybody. This is KD2AIT, back to you, Bob.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, I'll tell you what, I know with the burn the candle at both ends is like, boy, I've been doing that for the last week or so myself and just wearing my body out. I did it Thursday, and I'll tell you what, I'm so tired, I laid down to take a nap, didn't wake up until almost 9:30, and what I did, I looked over, I said, oh my God, I had to do the net, and I heard feet. So Pete picked it up and covered for me on that one. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't think it, you know, it seemed like when I went to sleep and I woke up, I almost thought it was morning. I slept head down. But, boy. Well, I'm glad you had some fresh trout and the fishing's good. And I noticed down by the lake, yeah, I got to do some burning too. I've been brushing branches and whatever. Come down and collected that and put that into a pile. In fact, I'm planning on doing it tomorrow. But what I want to do is I usually set my, I got a pump that I hook up, pump out of the lake, and I hook a hose up to it just to do watering around the grass down there and some of the plant. And it helps out if you got a fire going, the fire gets out of hand or a little bit too high. Okay, Jeff, yeah, have a great evening, and we'll see what John's got for us. 7-3, Jeff. WA2U, John, how are things by you?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone on the Black River Valley ServiceNet this evening. WA2U at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. It's about 40 degrees, I believe. And had a good day today. Got our workout in, that was accomplished, and got some stuff cooking on the stove here. And all is good. Getting ready to rock and roll for Saturday night. The beverages are all, we have a whole refrigerator out in the shop here that's just for that. Plenty of ice. Kathy and I are going to sit down in the love seat, crank the tunes up on the 9.2 surround sound, and one of the first CDs I think we're listening to Santana 4, Bob. So life is good. That's Kathy goes, oh, we usually try to play something, try to figure out what it is. And I'm glad I went through a few of the tunes on there, and it seems they got back to some of the original style. They were getting a little bit out to the a little new age kind of stuff, but this sounds like some of the old stuff on there. So I don't know if they've got a 3 or a 2 and a 1. We've got a lot of the Santana stuff, and I know you went to the concert, but I can hardly wait to, I had the headphones on, I can hardly wait to crank it up. So we're going to do that. Got all the goodies together to make the pizza. We'll make that later on, the wee hours of the morning is our tradition. And I'm not really concerned about the weather tomorrow, because I'm not going to be out in it, and it's all good here. So Sunday is our usually day. We just write it off the map and just enjoy, and we've been doing that for years and years, so it seems to work out well for us. We did that when we were working, and we're continuing to do that. Hope George gets all his computer stuff straightened out. There's always, I think when you buy this stuff or you get it, it's all a beta thing anyway, so you get to pay for a beta version of it. Think about it. It's the only thing you can buy that's beta. And if it didn't work right, you'd have a lot of people returning things, but it doesn't work that way. So, anyways, I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. Little light on the audio tonight. We can hear you. It's fine, but just thought I'd mention it. And the date's coming up this next week, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So that's, I'm sure there's some people. I always put the radio on scan, and let me reset. Put the radio on scan, and I hear the reports of what new gadgets, usually where they unveil new technology and equipment and things of that nature. So we'll turn it back over to you, Bob. Maybe some other people will be joining us. But Kathy and I, the kiddies here, we're definitely looking forward to the rock and roll evening, and I take no responsibility for rumbling ground around our home. WATU, back to that.
Very good with that, John. I'll tell you what. Yeah, when it comes to Santana, among a few others, boy, I'll tell you what, when that comes on, yesterday, I guess it was, I was down in the garage and it came on. Boy, I cranked that stereo up down there a bit. Well, I don't think half the neighborhood hears it because I've gone out and around the bend from the driveway and, you know, it may be loud right there by the garage, but it's, you know, not anything that's going to annoy anybody, but sure vibrated my senses and made me feel good about it, too. Especially knowing, you know, hearing them live twice, once years ago down in San Antonio, and of course not so long ago. Really enjoyed it. Okay, John, you and Kathy have a fine evening. Enjoy your music, and take care. Have a great day tomorrow also. KC2QQR, Chuck, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, KC2QQR. And enjoyed the morning. It was, got up to around 72, 73 this morning. I was outside doing some more cleaning up, I guess, if you want to put it that way. And just enjoying the morning, and then I saw the clouds kind of rolling in and out, and then I was actually going to mow the lawn, but I was like, the grass isn't that tall, and I figured I'll wait until later on this week, so there'll be plenty more times when I got to go out there and do that, that stuff, so and if I didn't get it this week, and I'll get it sometime next week, so it's not going to go anywhere, that's for sure. But that was on the HF bands a little bit on 40 meter, and I made a couple contacts on there, and then I ate lunch, and then all of a sudden got tired and took a nap this afternoon, and I slept probably about 3 or 4 hours, woke up, and now I'm probably gonna be up all night because I did that. So oh well, at least I'm rested. So it's nice to hear everyone in here this evening, and I'll turn it back to Net Controls, KC2QQR.
All right, Chuck. Well, I'm glad you had a good day. And I'll tell you what. Lately, it's been, you know, we've had a share of
warm weather gradually increasing and a kind of a teaser. And today was a little bit on the disappointing side only because it, you knew it was going to be there. You had the forecast and so on. But yeah, one of those things that just cooled down and then the rain came and it was time to go inside. But by that time for me, I'll tell you what, I was spent. Just worn out. In fact, I had all I could do to get the legs to move my body around anymore, but I get a little rest and start all over again. All right, Chuck, have a nice evening and good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins. I got out this morning and fired up a lawnmower and got a little trimming done with that. I get the weed eater out. I should have done that first. But I got on the lawn tractor and cut the lawn and wasn't a whole lot really that needed to be cut, but had to do it anyway with the twigs and things, and it just kind of mulches it up. Raking's a little bit too hard anymore for me. I can do a small stretch of it, but not enough to take care of all the one I need. So I got that done and got a couple other things done. And little projects, nuisance things, or things that pops up the mind, and got those done during the course of the day. And the first thing you know, it was 3 o'clock, 3:30, and the body was tired and the leg said, that's enough. So with that, I came in the house, closed everything up, put things away that I made a mess with, and called it a day. That was pretty much it. And I guess I need to talk a little closer to the mic. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Info, WATU.
Go ahead, John. Pick it up.
Okay. Well, it's not not too big of a deal, but the 1676, the 146.76 repeater, Utica repeater, is off the air. I know it's been off for a few days, and I just checked. Either that I'm in a bad location, can't bring it up. So, whoever keeps track of that stuff. However, there is another repeater, and I don't think it's, you know, if a repeater's on the air, share the information. It hasn't been announced or mentioned or whatever, but the old 3494 is on 146.940. I know it's K1DCC is a CW ID on it for those copying CW. And it has a PL of 71.9, so whoever's collecting, keep track. I think it's a very limited car. Maybe Daryl even has it at his house, but I can hear it up here. That's 146.940. Years and years ago, it used to be K2GVI, but it has a PL of 71.9, so I heard it, I had it in the radio here, I had a scan the other day, I thought we were having an inversion, so there you go, and the 145.43 is in the Utica, Rome area, however, unless you speak Spanish, I've actually got a PL here, so it won't stop on that frequency, but there's another repeater in the Syracuse area, so I just changed the tone to the 141.3. Okay, extraneous information, WATU back tonight. Everyone have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll chat with everyone tomorrow. WATU, clear.
Okay, John. Well, that's very good info anyway. I check from time to time with some of it for the PL tones and the activity. I know the one we're talking about, I think, is K2. I believe, but anyway, I hadn't noticed that was down. Usually I can hear it from time to time, I can't always get into it. I could on this one when I had a high power, but I've got a power issue with this rig, and I don't know what the world's going on with it, but one of these times I'll pull it out and either get it to Bob or somebody, see what they can bring it back to capacity again or whatever. Don't use it that much on high power, but sometimes it is handy.
All right.
John, have an excellent day or weekend, night. Yeah, I'm all scrambled up here momentarily. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency on the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. We have Chuck, John, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Dave. Everyone have a terrific evening and a great day tomorrow. 7-3 to all. And 5 a.m. every clear.
All right, this is KD2FEM. I'm going to be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FEM is clear.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for check-ins. With or without traffic, all check-ins will be appreciated and all stations are welcome.
And fire BOW.
I'm sorry, could that light station come back? I'm getting a lot of snow here.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. Good evening, no traffic.
Was that November 5, Alpha Omega Whiskey?
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, N5 AOW.
Good evening, Bill. I'm sorry. I just wasn't getting clear reception. Thank you for your check-in, Bill. N5AOW, KC2OVB, I just want to check, how's my signal coming through to you? Calling for Oc-10, all stations are welcome with or without traffic.
Kilo Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo, Dave, on Echo Link.
I'm sorry, I'm having some trouble reading the call signs. Is my signal coming through clearly?
Yes, you have a little background noise, but you're perfectly readable. My call sign again is KD2ERR.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of interference. I'm just not able to read. Can we try phonetically just one more time, please?
Yes, the call sign is Kilo Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo, KD2ERR. Name is Dave.
Roger, got that. KD2, Echo Romeo Romeo. Thank you very, very much for your patience. Calling for Oc-10. Calling for Oc-10, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. Final call for Oc-10, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen to use the repeater. KC2 OVB clear. Thank you for your call. Your check-ins, gentlemen. Good evening.